Here we go. On a Friday, Tom taking off. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your time you spend with your family. Sherry steps in. And there you are right there. And maybe a lot of people are heading off to Watershed to enjoy themselves. You going, Sean?
Watershed? No.
I'm sorry, Watershed.
No. No, I don't.
It's going to be like 165 degrees. It'd be like standing on the surface of the sun.
No, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could open the door and let the horses in. I was stalling because I saw they weren't harnessed up. Here they are. Wow, seeing them in person again? Takes my breath away. They will also be at the rodeo, which is happening in Cleellum tonight and tomorrow night in Freelum, by the way. Sherry, you know that, right?
I did know that.
Yeah, so they will be there. They're performing. And Sean, you're going to be there with them performing.
Yeah, we're going to be performing some classic traditional numbers. Mostly Happy Birthday. And
we're still talking about the horses here,
right? Oh, yeah. Okay. I've trained them real good to sing.
Okay, well, what's...
Mr. Ed had a lot of influence on that.
Okay. Let's move that microphone just a little closer so that we can pull it away from you. And, oh, no. This is what you were afraid of. Teeny tiny, no!
Let me tell you first that I've been around.
Okay.
Bang, bang, bang!
Oh. Wait a minute.
It's a street fight.
I do not want an adventure now.
I follow up, bang, bang, bang. Right away after that, dang it, dang it, dang.
You are going to possibly die.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Diving into the day! Two people on the wagon. Voss and then the guy from the other one, too. The one that's doing the scaring the flight attendants. Good. Took care of all that. All right. The CDC released. Everybody, be panicked, everybody. The Delta virus. The Delta virus is coming to get you. And then when I think the Washington Post was like, you know, we don't normally like to call them out, but let's call them out on this one. Where's the data? Can we have the data? Can you show us the data? And they're like, yes, look here. This is from a study in Cape Cod. There's an outbreak in Cape Cod. And here are the numbers, and they show the cases. Now, the cases don't mean anything, but they show you the cases, and then they don't really give you much more than that, but they want everybody to mask up, and they're using this as the example. Why don't they just flip all the cards and admit it? Look, there's 80 million of you. We're going to make life really, really miserable for you, okay? You're cheating. You're going into the restaurant, and it says on the sign, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. And people are like, yeah, well, thank you very much. I don't mind if I do. Right? And they're in there. They're not vaccinated. And like, look at me. I got one over on them. So now they're going to like, okay, you know what? Everybody's masking up. Everybody has to mask up because these numbers are so scary. So scary. Again, always ignore the cases. If somebody says that we have 335 million guns in the country, which is something like that, what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to have 335 people shot and killed? What does that mean when you have that many guns? Just because you get the number on the cases, and then one little thing I'll say, and then you can take over. When the government does a test, a PCR test, they do this cycling, and they can zoom in, zip, and they can go 20, 24, 25. They're zooming in, zooming in, zooming in. They don't even have a standard. The CDC doesn't have a standard, and each state has a different zoom in. Some are up to 40. You can find an old virus left over from a fourth-grade birthday party stuck up your nose, a boogie that you ate a long time ago. It's a dead virus, and it's in there at 40. You could back out again, and you're at 25. You don't have a case. So they don't even have a standard. And when they do the test, they don't even tell the doctor how many cycles they did. So you don't even have a standard across the board. We just want to tell all the cases. Look at all the scary cases. Look at them all. 4.3 million kids in the United States from the time of the pandemic have been tested positive with a case. How many died of COVID? 4.3 million. Hospitalized about 470. Dying of COVID, not extraordinary additional conditions, secondary and third conditions, the third condition being COVID. I'm talking about kids that died of COVID. I think the last number I had seen was something like 3 or 2. So you get 4 million kids get it. 2 die. Terrible tragedy. Any kid dies, I can't imagine as a parent. But for some reason, they have to scare the living crap out of you because there's too many people that are cheating the system. That's my take. Sherry.
Okay.
I rest my case.
Thank you. Thank you. Your witness.
Yes,
75% mm-hmm. of the 469 cases in Provincetown, where this all took place in mm-hmm. Cape Cod,
yeah.
75% of them were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 80% of those had symptoms.
Uh-huh. Hospitalized?
No.
Oh.
No.
Like a sniffle?
Well, symptoms could be anywhere from a terrible cough to a sore throat to cold-like symptoms.
Hospitalized.
To...
Hospitalized.
No, they were not hospitalized, I don't believe. But they were sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's scary enough to know that this particular Delta variant, it's as infectious as chickenpox. It's more transmittable than the common cold, than the flu, than smallpox,
mm-hmm.
all of those things.
Yep.
So I don't really have a problem with people putting on their masks again.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think it's important. I think that what I heard today was we have to look at this as a brand new virus. We can't really look at this as the COVID virus that we knew 6 months ago, that this is a new animal. This is something that we have to deal with differently, that yes, there are vaccinations. I wish they would say, instead of saying vaccinations are effective, blah, 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 uh-huh. I wish they would go in and actually tell the truth, which is vaccinations are pretty effective, but a lot of people can still get really sick, rather than making it look like the vaccinations are 100% effective, but, you know, there's occasionally this breakthrough. That's not true. A lot of people are getting sick even though they're vaccinated.
Yes.
I think to your point, though, how sick are they getting? And are we overreacting to minor illnesses? Is that kind of where you're going with this?
Yes, just giving the numbers on which they don't like to give you, which is the hospitalization. So I looked up, and here are the odds. The odds of getting it are 1 in 4,000. So that's your odds. That's every week. You have a chance of getting, even if you're, so you're vaccinated, getting the Delta. According to this, that comes out, the odds are 1 in 4,628. And those are pretty good odds. If you get in the car and you drive to work, your odds of being in a car accident, 1 in 107. Most people will have 3 car accidents in their life while driving. Would you say to somebody, your odds of being in a car accident is 1 in 107 today? You better not drive to work. You better change your life based upon those odds. Those are pretty scary odds. But the odds of 1 in 4,000 of ending up what? Dead or in the hospital? Getting it serious? The fact is they knew that there's all these viruses are changing all the time. That's what a virus does in order to stay alive. It changes. So in April, they knew this thing was in place. And they test this and they figure out whether or not there's some resistance. But they're going to make you wear a mask again because Joe Biden told us we could take our masks off. Now we can't. Now we're going to put our mask back on. The reason they want your mask back on is because they want you to be able to cut out the cheaters. They have to not. They've got to close that down. So they're going to make the federal government is going to enforce employees to have to wear the mask and have to get vaccinated, either vaccinated or masked. And they're going to bring up the ADA. In the ADA, it says the government may not force you to take a medical test in order to have the job. They will be able to bring up probably a couple of cases. I'm hoping they're able to sue the government on this one. But they have to make it as they don't want to give you a choice anymore. They just don't want to give you a choice. So they're going to, this is a push or a nudge. The CNN, Biden's people on CNN, they even admitted to that it's going to be more and more difficult not to be vaccinated. That's what they want. They want you to not have the choice because they can't give you $100. I told Jacob, my brother's an attorney. He says you get these people come to him and say, I'm going to sue that guy. And Chuck goes, okay, I talked to the other lawyer. The most they're going to give you is like $60,000. Oh, screw him. You know what? We're suing him. And Chuck goes, you're going to get 60. You want 100? He's going to give you 60. Okay. I'm going to cost you 30. Okay, and after you get my bill, you're going to have $30,000. So just take the 60, please. I'd love the money, but just take it. You know what the guy says? No, it's the principle of the thing. It makes no sense. The same thing has happened with this. You don't want to get the vaccine. It's the principle of the thing. You don't want to give over. You don't want them to win, so you don't get vaccinated. So they're just going to make everybody's life miserable. They're going to make the kids miserable in school with the mask, which is completely unnecessary. And they're going to make the employers and the business and the whole thing. And then I bet you anything, they shut stuff down again.
I bet they will, too.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
But how many people are dying? The top number was 4,300. That was at the height of the thing in January. It's now down to about 240 a day. And they said, oh, by this time, it's going to be 1,000. 1,000 out of 335 million people. 1,000 people dying. And what is their age? 78.2 years old. And they have normally two or three other comorbidities that take their life. They're obese. They've got cancer. They've got diabetes. They've got other things that are dragging them down. And they die. But we're going to shut everything down again, so everybody has a mask on. Again, my brilliant idea of having Donald Trump and then Jacob made it even better. You want to hear the other part of it?
Yes.
If you missed the first part of the show, I said Donald Trump needs to make a deal with Joe Biden. You put me back on Twitter, and if I can get 30 million people to get vaccinated in the first week, I then get to keep my Twitter account. And if I get the other 80, you give me back the White House. No, I'm kidding. If I get all 80 million, I get my Twitter account, and you can never take it away from me again. And I'll tell you what, we'll start a lottery, and you can come down to Mar-a-Lago, and I will inject the first 500 people.
Now, wait a minute.
That was Jacob's
you may
idea.
Really be on to something. To getting him to administer the vaccine?
That was Jacob. Well, okay. Was that sort of right. my idea? Was that
yeah,
my
yeah
idea?
That was your idea, and then I added the bit that basically you get your first dose, that gets you entered in the right. lottery, and then if you are selected or pulled from the hat, then your second dose is administered by yeah. Trump personally
got it.
Into your arm.
Got it. Hold on a second, Jerry. Jacob, don't do that. Don't. When I come up with a great idea, don't try
I'm
to
sorry.
Jump on it and act like it's also your idea because it's confusing the audience. Then really, okay?
Would you?
So would you? Thanks. All right. So that's my that was my idea, and Jacob's. I got to give him some credit because he did a big favor for me and printed out my pay stub because I don't know how to print out pay stubs and how to come up with two pay stubs. And he says, if I print it out, I'll see how much money you make. I said, I don't care. And he's like, but then are you okay with that? Me knowing how much money you make?
Well, what was even better is that you didn't want to see what was on the pay stub.
I don't know.
So you made me put it in an envelope yes. so that you would never actually see
so
what's
So you
on
don't
there.
Ever want to know?
I don't want to know. I don't know what they pay me. I said Jacob's the only one apparently that knows. Jacob
okay.
and the government. Yeah. Why? You
okay.
want him to send it to you, Sherry? You're
no,
all,
I just,
you're all
I'm
jealous
just sort
and bitter?
Of. I... Wait a minute. I'm okay with that. No, I didn't know. I didn't. I mean, you know, Jacob knows. You don't know. Maybe he could just yell it out at you one day.
I don't want to know. I told him I don't want to know.
30 Jacob, bucks.
I don't want to. That's wow. That's cheap. Yeah, yeah. That's cheap. That's a shocker. Chris Richtal, your superintendent, has got some things to say about people going to school, and we'll be offering instructions the fall. Here's what they plan.
Our direction to districts is that we are going to provide a fully in-person 5-day-a-week option for every single family and student who wants it. The May part is districts may provide a remote option for the families who want that. But we're not going to make this decision this year that we're going remote. We are going to be in person.
Now, does he really have the power to do that, or does each one of those districts have a chance to do that? Because I didn't think he was able to snap his fingers last year when we were into this whole thing. He explains why we still require masks. Don't forget, if you're 12 years old or under, woo, you are really in a great shape when it comes to this virus. But let's put masks on the kids because it really has no effect upon them.
This is so different. Based on studies in Israel, England, and at least one study in the United States now, students are big carriers of this variant. Thankfully, still not getting really sick.
Nope. 4.3 million got it.
But more of them are getting sick. More young people are being hospitalized.
How many?
But they're carrying it like any adult would, and therefore they're shedding virus and infecting others.
But luckily, the teacher has a mask on, and the teacher got vaccinated.
That's why we got to stick with masks for a bit longer.
Oh, for the kids. Do you think it has an effect upon the kid?
Which one? Getting the vaccine or wearing
a
mask?
No, no, no. Let's take the vaccine out of it. The thing is that for every action, there is an opposite reaction. It's like, if you take this medicine, the side effects are X, Y, and Z. But if you don't take the medicine, you die. You're like, okay, so I'll put up with the bumps and this and that and this and that, right? I'm going to take the risk of going here, but by going there, I will receive this and this, and I'll run the risk of this and this. Is it zero risk? Because nothing's ever zero. Is it zero risk to put a mask on a kid, to put a mask on a 5-year-old kid? And have that kid walk around with that mask all day? What does that do to that child's brain?
Well, I think they're used to it by now. I think most kids are using masks, and you see them, you know, getting used to it. I think that the bigger issue is something that you and I talked about a while ago, which is when they tested the masks are so germy and gross
yeah.
that they're risking those particular germs as possible infectious diseases as well. So kids are not clean. You know, kids are messy yeah. and dirty, and the mask is not going to stay clean and on their face the whole day.
I think what it does is it makes the world a very scary place. It also stops kids from truly experiencing real communication. I have noticed people are in a much better mood at the Safeway supermarket in Free Elm now that they have the masks on. Excuse me, have you tried those beans before? Right, people, this little conversations and things. because people, you can see people, you can communicate. You're not covering the bottom part of their face. The same thing with kids. To believe that it is zero, first of all, what are the chances of the kid dying? Almost zero. Almost. What are the chances of them getting sick? Close. Hospitalized, close to zero. But what is the effect? There has to be, something has to account for that. And they don't account for that. All right, Tracy, well, Taylor, what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think that the issue might also be that these kids can transmit the virus to adults who could die from it.
Well, yes, sure. If you are in your 70s, if you're overweight, you're diabetic, if you have immune compromise, if you're receiving a chemo, a whole bunch of stuff that goes into it, it'd be very, very dangerous for you to be out in public like that. All right, Tracy Taylor, look at traffic. Alrighty, here we go. Write to us at mynorthwest.com. Text as well at 98973. Come on in. All are welcome. Teeny tiny lady working feverishly to choose the letter of the day. And then she's like, Friday, payday. Eagle poops today. Is eagle poop today, Sean?
The eagle poops next week.
All right. So it's filling up.
It's filling up. Right. Yeah, it's going to have a lot.
Okay. Sure. You know that expression?
I don't know that expression. Do I want to know?
That means payday.
Hey, eagle's got IBS.
Okay. When the eagle poops, it means that you get paid.
Oh, okay. But you don't know how much the eagle poops.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. By not knowing, I just happier that way. Just happier. Just happy.
Okay.
Just, I don't want to know because then I'd be like, really, that's it? Or, wow, that's a lot. So
right.
I just take it as it is.
You get the money. Like,
I do.
It's
it goes
somewhere.
Into the bank and it sits in there.
Okay, good.
All right.
It's not like I'm watching every penny at the end of the month. Oh, God, I gotta pay the electric bill. Maybe borrow some money from Sherry.
Yeah, the eagle isn't pooping much here. The eagle's kind of constipated.
I told Mike Salk, I said, you know what? You really have no power over me because I make in one night what I think you pay me in. And then at that point, my kind of threat fell apart. Many days. He's like, what? I didn't have any days. I have to say something. My heart breaks for Simone Biles. I think she is probably one of the finest athletes we've ever seen. The strength, the determination. But when she explains what twisties are, and when she tells you that when she's in midair, she doesn't know where she is, and this is a serious event when you are in midair and you are turning and your brain is not calculating how many turns, it is known as twisties. I would assume there's probably a lot of sports. In golf, they call it the yips when it comes to putting. Johnny Miller had it, standing over the putt. He's on in two. He's putting for birdie and he's standing over the putt. The putt's less than 10 feet and he just can't putt it. It's called the yips. And I guess every sport has something like that. And for her, she's like, you know what? My own safety. My head's not right. And I don't want people celebrating quitting, but at least to honor the fact that she steps up, she does it. But so many people are like, now that's courage. No, I think that's self-preservation, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I agree. I don't think what she did, I think we throw the term heroic and hero around way too much. And I don't think what she did was heroic. And but I think she had to do what she had to do. I admire her for not risking her life or her limbs or anything like that because of it. But, you know, I mean, it's a little bit confusing to me because this twisty thing where your body, your head doesn't really know what your body is doing, that feels more like a real physical issue, but they've presented this as a mental issue.
Yes.
And I know that stress could be a factor, but isn't it also something else? I mean, couldn't it be an equilibrium problem? I mean, do you think that they were too soon to make this a mental health problem for her?
I don't know. I trust her as an athlete. She's been doing this since she was 5 years old. She is one of the finest gymnasts that we've ever seen. She has invented tricks that they weren't sure they wanted her to do because they were so incredibly dangerous.
Yep.
So obviously she pushes herself to the point that she's changed gymnastics. I trust her 100%. It reminded me, 1997, Lennox Lewis is fighting Oliver McCall, and this is for the title fight.
The moment is winning rounds.
He's hardly fighting right now.
He's walking around.
He's wandering around the ring. He hasn't gone to his corner, and he's trying to figure out what's gone wrong, why he's not into this fight. The people in his corner are looking at him and wondering what's going on.
Lewis
Lewis seems unsure what to do as McCall occasionally looks away from him and invites him to attack. This is a bizarre scene.
It looks like he's quitting, and I'm surprised that Mills Lane, in his 19th heavyweight championship fight, hasn't gone over and said something to him.
In the middle of the fight, he just stopped. He just stopped fighting. Put his hands down, walked away. Lennox Lewis following him. And Lennox Lewis wanted to fight, and this guy didn't. And he's just walking around, and this look on his face is just like, I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be fighting. I don't want to be doing this anymore. I just don't want to. And he just stopped. What was the story? Remember that at the NFL player? I know you know NFL because your father played in the Redskins marching band.
Mm-hmm.
That I think he quit in the middle of the game, or he didn't come out at halftime. He just quit. He just said, you know what? I don't have it anymore. You have to want to play, and I just don't want to play.
And the idea that these people have spent their entire lives, I mean, doing this, and then for them to give it up, it's got to be so extraordinary what they go through mentally to be able to get to that point.
Right. But then at a certain point, you have to want to be able to risk life and limb. You could be paralyzed quite easily. You miss that vault and you slip with that ankle. I know the story of the young girl. I think she was 13 years old. She missed as she was approaching and the pommel horse, and she hit her head directly on it. Her heart stopped. She's paralyzed. She died at the age of 18. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not something you just sort of, you know, half-ass it, right? And she doesn't want to let anybody down. She doesn't let the team down. So it is an odd thing where you just assume, not at that point, not at that pinnacle, you just don't stop. You just don't stop.
About, you got to fight. Oliver, you got to fight. That's what Mills should be saying to him, because he's not doing anything. This is one of the strangest things I've ever seen in a championship fight.
Well, it was odd.
Vontae Davis,
the guy that didn't come out for the second half. And when they asked him why, he said, I just don't want to play anymore.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't go out there and play NFL football half-ass, because someone's going to hurt you because the other person is playing full speed and you're playing like you don't care and you can't hide on the field. Yeah.
And you wonder, though, was there a point leading up to this, John, do you think, where she was ready to quit or he was ready to quit? It's like, I don't really care what happens. I'm so near done that if one thing goes wrong, I'm going to be out.
I think what happens is that your body is constantly sending you signals of pain. I know that she had some ankle or something was bothering. I'm sure everything is always aching on her, like on that guy. And you fight through the pain in order to stay focused, and then you find the joy. It is possible to all of a sudden lose the joy in the middle of something. I do think that can happen. But it's happening on this international stage where all of a sudden the flame, the passion just goes. And that is a fascinating part of the human spirit and somebody wanting to compete at their best and knowing that they can't. Again, good for you for knowing your body. Good for you for making the decision. But, you know, let's not keep making quitting the most wonderful thing in the world.
Right. She's now practicing. Apparently she's practicing, and there is a possibility she still could come back and compete, I guess, in the last individual competition or something like that. She's on a gym that has these soft landings, so she's more protected. But I don't look for her to do that. I think she's probably done.
Yeah. By the way, we didn't get to your story about the Australian Olympian who fixed her kayak by wrapping an entire condom around it and then threw up.
Well,
what?
That's what it says. she won gold.
She threw up behind the tent and then came back and won the gold, but she also fixed her kayak with a condom.
She wrapped the condom. The condom covered the entire kayak?
Yes.
Did she win by a reservoir tip?
It was a condom securing a carbon mixture in the front of the kayak, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But there were, here's an interesting fact. There were like 160,000. Yeah. 160,000 condoms given out. Not just to her.
Right. That's a stretchy one. If it's covering the entire kayak, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. All right. Tracy Taylor's got traffic. We've got your letters. Here we go. Bum-bum. Here we go, Sherry. Teeny tiny letter. Give me a little mailman song. We did, Sean. Yeah, come on, you. Doing well. Doing really well. Then the cat. Yes.
I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman.
Yep.
If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail.
Whoa! Good for you. Look at you. You're making an improvement all the way through the song.
I zoned out. That's why.
Okay, fine. A teeny tiny lady. She's sitting right over there. She's got the letter of the day. Hey, teeny.
Hello!
All right, we'll get to that, but first let's take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Okay, letters. King County Courthouse Crime, area code 253. The 3rd Avenue entrance is still closed.
Okay, that's an update for you, everybody. 253. John, my suggestion would be for the city council offices downtown to see it, to move over to the courthouse and let them use it to conduct business. Let them deal with it for a few months and let them see if the reaction changes any of the policy.
All right.
206, it's going to get incredibly worse and nobody's going to be able to do anything until we vote all these liberal butts out of office. By the way, I'm an addict and this city is a joke with its liberal ideology.
Wow. Larry Kudlow, Gregory, who took me to task one time, is still not happy. Dear court jester. Oh, thank you. Remember me? We chatted before regarding your cheap shot at Lauren Culp. Once again, you take a cheap shot, unfounded shot at Larry Kudlow, a great American and devoted public servant.
253. The fact that you're advocating for Trump to weigh in and get his Twitter account just to get people to get vaccinated is sickening. Oh. The only reason he would do that is just to get elected because he doesn't really care about the people. Except he hopes there'd be enough Republicans left to vote for him once they all got vaccinated. He lied to his constituents in the early days of this pandemic, which meant he didn't care. It's only political, not reality.
Mm. All right. Nobody. Let's see. 707 says people don't need jabs. They need a healthy life, which means quality food, no dead animal parts, and exercise. Obesity equals weak immune system equals more virus, more flu.
Flight attendants, area code 253. John, if someone books a direct flight from one point to another, then finds out later by email that their flight's been changed to 8 layovers, that's why there's so much violence.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. There you go. 360, welcome to Thunderdome Air 2. Enter only one flight. Only one flight attendant leaves. Yes, because it's going to be hell in there.
Area code 360, those self-defense classes are a joke, coming from a flight attendant.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
The president says not a joke. By the way, did you see him eat the thing off his chin? I was okay with that. I said to Jacob, old men do that.
I did not see that.
Yeah,
I'll
handed him a note that said,
it.
You've got something on your chin. And then with that, he brushed it off and then ate it. All right, Watershed, Lollapalooza, Rap Crap, everything, all the same. I live near the near Vantage, near the Gorge, several years. Nothing like having 20,000 to 30,000 drunk or drugged out
city-its
from Seattle in your backyard every weekend, littering and tearing up the fences, vandalizing farm equipment and acting like animals. Law enforcement is always 20 to 30 miles away. So why call? The story I could tell you. Well, sounds like you just did.
Milton Friedman, area code 253. John, instead of the tattoo of Milton Friedman covering half your back, maybe just a smaller one, 3 inches instead.
No, because his face is too, there's too much going on. He's got big glasses.
But he was only 5 feet tall. You could probably fit his whole body tattoo on your back.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm not joking.
I like that idea. All right, let's see. Tell Atlas to shrug. This is Eddie in Monroe. I'm having Milton Friedman spelled out in diamonds across my teeth.
Will ya?
Thank you.
John, your dad's will you? A question would be great for any press conference with Jay Inslee. Jamie, not understand the question, but the answer will always be the same. Either climate change, the environment, or COVID. Will you?
Will you? Strange. Oh, my poor father. Two bad stories about him today. Estranged family members, 360 says, thanks, John. Ha ha ha. I needed a good laugh.
Area code 253, thanks for sharing, John. That was powerful.
Are they laughing at my story about my father?
No.
Oh, okay. If you swung a 5-gallon paint around and wouldn't centrifuge forces have that paint stay in the can? It did, and then I stopped, and then the centrifuge forces caused the paint to go. So I did spin around for a while, and I realized no paint was coming out, so then I threw it.
R in the 425 says, yeah. I thought the part about Curly's story where he got on the bus in only his overalls with no shirt going to New York was starting to take on a weird midnight cowboy vibe. I'm glad to hear John was able to apologize to his dad before it was too late. He shouldn't have any regrets because at least it sounds like he had an open and honest relationship with his dad, which in my opinion is better than so many families where people aren't able to be honest and end up holding grudges against each other or just give up and don't ever try to work things out.
Wow, that's nice. Well, thank you. I'm glad to see that.
And now
for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day.
Area code 206. Mm-hmm. Gotta call my dad.
Oh, that's nice. And when he answers the phone, say, will ya?
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Didn't write no more.
Didn't write no more.
Sherry, let's try to do it again. Let's repeat everything we said from three to four. Are you ready?